This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by JNS Pediatrics on February 8th, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are hydrocephalus, vascular disorders, and functional neurosurgery. Treating pediatric hydrocephalus in Australia, a 3-year hospital-based cost analysis and comparison with other studies. A clinical article by Alan Chuong Kwok Pham and colleagues. This is the first Australian study of the economic costs associated with hydrocephalus. The aim of this study was to quantify the costs of surgically treating patients with newly diagnosed hydrocephalus in comparison with patients presenting with treatment failure or complications of previously treated hydrocephalus. Using actual hospital cost data from a tertiary children's hospital in Sydney, Australia, the results showed that 300 procedures were performed for 162 patients over 192 admissions from 2007 to 2009. The average cost per year was 1.6 million Australian dollars. Interestingly, the average cost per admission for shunt insertion and endoscopic third ventriculostomy was similar. As expected, costs associated with the management of shunt infections were the largest single contributor to overall cost, representing 40% of total costs. On average, patients admitted with shunt infections cost 6 times more than patients admitted for shunt insertion, and more than 8 times more than patients admitted for a shunt revision. With 75% of hydrocephalus-related hospital expenditures devoted to dealing with complications or failure of previously treated hydrocephalus, the authors believe that further research into the management of pediatric hydrocephalus, especially in the area of effective long-term surgical treatment and complication minimization, is essential. On-X embolization of intracranial arteriovenous malformations in pediatric patients. A clinical article by Mariam Sultan Al-Khotabi and co-authors. In order to assess the safety and efficacy of On-X embolization in young patients with intracranial arteriovenous malformations, or AVMs, the authors analyzed all the cases in which pediatric patients underwent On-X embolization of intracranial AVMs at their institution over a 5-year period. 25 patients with a mean age of 10.5 years underwent 38 On-X embolization procedures during the study period. The embolization resulted in complete obliteration of the AVM in 3 cases, and partial obliteration in 22 cases. 23 of the 25 patients had surgical treatment, and 1 was treated with radiosurgery after On-X embolization. There were 10 complications related to the embolization procedure, 4 of which were clinically silent. There was no procedure-related death, and none of the complications resulted in permanent neurological morbidity. The authors conclude that On-X utilization is feasible for preoperative or primary embolization in the treatment of pediatric intracranial AVMs. They note that the spectrum of complications encountered is broad, and attention must be paid to the technical nuances of and indications for the use of this agent in order to avoid many potential dangerous effects. Functional Outcomes of Childhood Dorsal Rhizotomy in Adults and Adolescents with Cerebral Palsy, a clinical article by Edward Hurwitz and co-workers. The selective dorsal rootlet rhizotomy has been used to treat children with spastic cerebral palsy for more than 30 years. Authors of this study evaluated medical outcomes, interventions, satisfaction with life, and subjective impressions about the rhizotomy in older adolescents and adults who had undergone the surgery as children. Patients were identified from clinic databases at the University of Michigan and the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. 88 patients or their caregivers agreed to participate in the study. The average age of the patients was 25.6 years old. The mean follow-up from surgery was 19.6 years. Most children were at level 3 or 4 of the gross motor functional classification system. Satisfaction with life, measured using the Diner scale, was high, with a mean score of 26, which is in the very satisfied range. 76% of patients indicated that they were satisfied to extremely satisfied. 58% reported excellent to good health. 65% thought the rhizotomy was helpful, whereas only 14% had a negative view of the procedure, generally because there was no change in muscle tone or motor function. Most patients required other interventions in subsequent years. Data in this study suggest that adults and older adolescents who had the rhizotomy as children have generally positive outcomes without significant adverse effects. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.